All right, Lars Lindstrom, exclusive interview with Lars right here. It's exclusive after the race. I believe I'm the only media to talk to you. This is exclusive, right?
Correct, yeah. Nobody else has really had the interest to come over here.
Yeah, so I'm glad I got this one. Let's start with the positive. Hunter Lawrence, one good one. The other one, two good ones, I think, out of three. It's always hard to remember these things, but.
Yeah, super hard, yeah. It was a good night. I think he's, not super stoked, but at the same time, not super bummed. It's one of those things that's kind of like, starts were good. His starts were great all night. He's not probably there with himself and with the bike. We made a pretty big step this week with the shock and some production parts. It's okay. Exclusive.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Nobody else heard this.
Yeah, I love this.
Some production parts got back onto the bike,
uh-huh.
And they both seemed to like it, and along with some shock changes and stuff like that, and a little bit better in the whoops, we think, and, I mean, obviously Jet qualifying and everything like that, top three lap times.
I heard that.
Yeah. So, in a way, it's awesome, but with the way things went tonight, not the best. But as far as Hunter goes, I think we're building. Just get East Coast, get into like kind of a little bit of more of a flow with like riding at home and all that stuff, and then hopefully be a little bit closer, because I know that he would have wanted to race with Cooper Webb, and he wasn't really with him there. So.
Sure.
And Jet hobbling a little bit. We'll know more, right?
Yeah,
totally. Obviously scary to see that happen. You remember when that happened to Ken Roczen? I told this to them, but other people didn't really remember. 23 Supercross at Salt Lake. He stabbed his knee.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Off the track and was like, it was over.
It was done.
Yeah, and then it was basically like a stinger.
He was walking like the next day or that night or something.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you never know, but I'm hopeful that it's something like that. It seems like it's kind of like along those lines. Because they couldn't feel any looseness in his knee like when you tear an ACL or something like that.
Yep.
So we'll see. He's getting an MRI on Monday and then getting PT this week and hopefully we're at the race next week.
Yeah, bummer because he looked on point. Those laps were incredible. Don't you find it funny that more so in 250s, but for sure 450s, I don't care about qualifying. I don't care where I finish in qualifying. It doesn't really matter. And then we watch them and they're absolutely sending it out there. These guys.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah,
right.
I mean, I don't care, but they don't care.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of one of those like things where you have to just tell yourself whatever you need, right?
Yeah.
So if you qualify first, you're stoked.
It's impressive. They are laying it down. Chase, Jet, Eli.
Yeah.
You can see these dudes are hanging it out. It's cool.
Yeah, and I feel like especially Eli, like even last weekend. I mean, maybe because he's so hard on the throttle and everything like that, he just looks gnarlier. Like he's trying really, really hard, but whatever they end up being about the same. It's really crazy how close everyone is. Like, it's usually like, hey, a guy did a 59.3 and that guy did a 59.4. Wow, that's really close.
Yeah.
And now it's like 59.379, 59.372. They're going to hundreds and thousands to be within each other. It's crazy.
I'm hearing some grumbling about this track. I don't know how you guys felt, like Dylan Ferrandez on the Honda. Bent some rear axles and so
some rear axles and more than one?
Yes.
Oh really?
So and the Suzuki guys had a steering stem bearing issue from landings. Did you guys think about that or?
I don't think we really had any
complaints about it.
Oh, from our team, our guys?
No.
Okay, I think everybody thought the track was kind of cool because there was options.
Yeah.
And there was some things that we're doing. Yeah, especially after they fixed some of the things, like before the whoops there.
Yep.
It was some cool options. And then Kenny jumping that thing before before the whoops. And then, ended up doing it later too. But I thought it was cool. I mean, it was the dirt seems to get better every year in my, here. It used to be crap, now it's pretty damn good.
Crap like the Chase Field stuff? Or?
Dry. Right. And even here.
Yeah.
In the beginning, the first times. Now, I don't know if it's any... Maybe it's the same dirt as always, but I don't know. It seems to be all right.
Your old rider, Sexton, told me he sent his best lap, talking about that thing before the whoops, on the inside. And I said, no, man, the outside is better. Did you guys dart fish it and all that?
It was really close.
Okay.
But, I don't know if it was just Kenny on the right side of the whoops, but for one, it was an option because then you're not going to follow the leader.
Yeah.
So then, but you also got a big run into the whoops, and that set you up for the next turn to pass. So
My source, he's from Florida. He likes to bet a lot. He works on ECUs. told me that Hymus is in. So I know what you told other media, but he told me Hymus is in. That's my source.
I know he wants to be in. Okay. I mean, yeah. Like, the kid wants to race more than anything, so he's pushing hard. Right. And if he's ready, then he will. But if he's not ready, then we'll wait. Because the main goal is for him to be ready. Not ready. The main goal is for him to be 100% healed top to bottom so that he can have a long career, hopefully, with us.
Yeah.
You know, I really want him to be 100%. I know we are on the same page with his family, and trying to make sure that he gets through Supercross 100% and then comes into outdoor really good and then has a great 26 also, so we'll see.
Yep. The Myrtle stuff going on. I know you don't talk about it directly, but it's a distraction. It's a lot going on. He's a big part of this team and everything else. Have you noticed it being a distraction for your guys, and not so much your crew guys, but I mean the Lawrences, the family, the agents, you know what I mean? Have you noticed anything? Like, has it been tougher?
I mean, yeah, it has been. I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I think they're really able to, like, compartmentalize. And just do the job and get through their stuff or whatever like that. And maybe some of the stuff coming out during the week helped them kind of get that out then and then focus on the racing when they got here. I know it's obviously, it sucks for, for everybody, everyone. It's, I don't know. It's a really, really tough thing that's going on. But, as far as racing goes, I think they're really good at being professionals and just focusing on their job on the weekend.
Right.
Did you hear I went to Reno?
You did it.
Yeah.
You went to,
yeah.
And that's good for you.
Did you not see any socials or anything?
I don't even look at anything, right. Dude. So no, I didn't. How was it?
Onda went 1-2.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Breeze?
Freeze and Breeze.
Freeze and Breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Any good smash-ups?
No, nothing. It was pretty tame. So, but I did the double. So I got 5 a.m. flight this morning. So
real media.
Yeah.
No, good for you.
And last thing, Anton from Stark is in, and he revealed on the show, yes, his master plan is to hire you and Oscar into Stark. So I just want you to know that. The Swedish guy is going for it. So.
All right, yeah. Well, we'll talk.
Thanks.